an innovative fitness app for all emergency responders from the Fit Responder, Brian Fast. And we're going to take a look at a better way to clean and sterilize our ambulances with Jason Thompson. If that's what you're looking for, you found it right here on this week's episode of the MedicCast.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is the MediCast, a podcast for EMS providers by EMS providers, featuring EMS news, products, tips, tricks, and commentary. So grab your gear and glove up. Here's today's show with the pod medic, Jamie Davis.
Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of the MedicCast, our podcast for paramedics and EMTs all over the place. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's show. We've got a great show coming up for you this week. We'll be taking a look at more from our Physio Control podcast studio over at EMS World Expo last month in Las Vegas. First up, I have a look at a very novel app for every EMS provider out there that will get you more physically fit. It's the Fit Responder app from Brian Fass. Then I'll have Jason Thompson from Emergency Products and Research on with their novel new ambulance sterilizing misting system that could make your units cleaner than they've been for a long time. That's all coming up here in just a bit. Before we get to that, though, I do want to make sure you check out the links and additional information and research available for you over at the MedicCast blog at mediccast.com/blog. There's a show notes link at the top of the page. You can click that link and it'll take you right to the most recent episode, or you can scroll down there and find previous episodes as well. There's also a search box in the upper right-hand corner, so if you're looking for something, you can put a keyword in there and look for it. We've covered a lot of things over the last 10 years or so. But take time and follow up on the information you hear me talk about in the show. Understand how it applies to your own EMS practice and protocols. If you want to get back in touch with me, I hope you'll do so. You can always email me at podmedic@mac.com. So shoot me emails with your comments or questions on the shows. Or you can send me suggestions and interview ideas for future episodes. Either way, I work hard to respond back to those emails and I'll get back to you as well, I promise. So keep those emails coming. Also, if you're an iPhone or an Android or Windows phone or even a Windows 8 user, check out the free MedicCast app in your device's store. That's enough contact information. We'll go ahead and get on into the rest of this week's show. It's coming right up, starting with our interview with Brian Fass from fitresponder.com on his brand new app for emergency responders. Hi, Jamie Davis here for the MedicCast here in the EMS World Expo 2015 Physio Control Podcast Studio, and we're here in Las Vegas talking to all of the movers and shakers and what's going on. And speaking of moving and shaking, I got Brian Fass, the Fit Responder here. Brian, we've had you on talking about all kinds of aspects of EMS provider wellness and fitness. You are leading the charge out there going into systems, and I really enjoy following your social media feed because I see you traveling around, and you must be very gratified to make the impact you make by going to all these systems and helping them get better and get more fit and feel more well.
Absolutely. It's funny, I just taught a class in the learning center in the hall here. And I was talking about this tool that we teach, which is we use a tennis ball to teach people how to reduce back pain, mm-hmm. not have shoulder pain, and feel better, move better. And I had five or six people come up, and they're like, "Yeah, I took your class a couple years ago at so-and-so service, and I haven't had back pain since then." I mean, talk about gratifying.
Yeah. In a world where back pain is considered part of the job,
right?
Which sadly enough is shouldn't be true, and you're certainly breaking people of that paradigm.
That's the plan, is educate them, empower them, give them the tools to understand that pain's not normal, and you can do things about it.
Yeah. So you've got the Fit Responder book, which we've talked about before.
I do.
That you can find on your site, and we'll have links to all that in the show notes. But the thing I want to talk to you about that I'm most excited about is you've worked to develop an app for your system to actually give people the opportunity to have an app that'll incentivize them, that'll give them the workouts and everything. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, you know, we've, as you mentioned, we had the book for a number of years, and version one, or edition one, edition two, and the sales have been okay. And I realized, you know, people don't want books anymore, at least for fitness. They want to be able to go to the gym, go to the back of the truck and pull it up on their phone and go, all right, hey, I need to do this workout today, or this is the stretch I need to do. And that's how the app came to be, is just simple, actionable, effective, but still specific to our science-based profession, scientifically accurate.
So what, give us an idea. Somebody wants to get this app. How do they find it? And then what the process do they go through to start using it?
So the app is pretty cool. We used a third-party app, and we did that for a couple reasons. We wanted to not carry on the development cost of a traditional app, which would have been like $18,000, $20,000 to develop it. And I would have had to carry that cost on, and that's not cool. So we found a third-party app that we design the programs, they stay scientifically accurate, we're in control of everything that's in the app, everything that the user sees, and it's been awesome to roll this technology out. You can get it on an Android device, you can get it on an Apple device, it's also web-based, so if you want to pop it up on the screen in the gym, you can just do it off the server. All that's fair game. So what you've got to do is, we put up a website called fitresponderfitness.com.
Okay.
And you go to the site and you choose between a monthly plan. You can choose, there's a yearly plan. If you're an NAEMT member, you get a specific discount. We're actually offering a really good discount as a show promotion for the next 30 days. So they can go there to find out more information about it.
So I get the app, I download it, I have it, I open it up. Does it walk me through a specific program? Do I select a series of criteria that say I want to start slow and move up, or I'm fairly fit already and I want to challenge myself?
It's a great question. So what we did to keep it actionable, because there's different people of different fitness levels, you choose your plan, you sign up. When you sign up, you tell us what type of service you work for and are there any additional notes. Once the app is activated, we start to populate the app with a really specific protocol. And it's a protocol that I've taught clinically, and I've taught to Fire EMS services now for 10 plus years, that starts out with mobility and then moves into good functional mobility, so it's job specific. And then we move the next phase into specific strengthening, that's job specific. So it's a 8-week protocol. And we ask everybody to follow that protocol. It's just labeled week one, week two, week three, week four. And from there, you've got the choice of, if you're a stud, you work out all the time, there'll be, I think there's 250 EMS specific workouts in there now. There's about 50 of them that are very, very challenging. But if you're like most medics and EMTs, that's not what you want or need. We can walk you through literally the next 2 to 3 years of your fitness.
Wow.
And it's following a protocol. We've all been trained on protocols, right? Follow the protocol. You know, the science says we should be doing this, 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 and this, and that's how we designed it. And the other thing that's kind of cool is we take into account your shifts, your sleep-wake cycles, because the problem with a lot of technology that's out there is you just go pick and choose a workout you think is cool. And maybe you just came off a 24. Hell, there's still some services that are doing 48s. That's not the time you want an intense workout. You want a recovery workout. You want mobility. You want to just move good so you can go to sleep. So we've taken all that into account with the app.
Wow. So, and this is what I like about it so much, Brian, is that you've made something that's focused on the way we work and the way we live in EMS, so that we can get the most out of our workout and the most out of how we can get fit in the most efficient way, given our unique schedules and unique challenges.
Absolutely. And then the other thing we've been adding to it, and it was the request of our early users, they said, you know, it'd be really nice to have some nutrition in here. So All right, I can do that. So we started throwing in nutrition tips and wellness tips, and we've done a couple podcasts with the MS1 folks, and we started dumping the podcast in there. So you can go and listen to various audio files on how to eat properly, how to choose the proper portions, what foods are gonna heal, what foods are gonna harm. A lot of them are just picture-based, because that's how we learn. We wanted just a quick snippet. So we're adding all that to it as well.
That's fantastic. You know, I think about, you know, you've doing this for over 10 years,
yep.
and all the providers that you've reached out to. Have you ever counted and thought back to how many people you've impacted over the course of all your training? Have you ever done that number?
You know, I kind of guesstimated a few years ago. I figure, depending on the year, 30 to 50 departments will train. I'm guessing probably 50, 60,000 people.
Wow.
I mean, that's probably on the high end, but a lot.
Yeah. And so you're really having a major impact on our industry.
And you know, here's what's kind of funny. I was laughing about this, is the app was chosen here at EMS World to be one of the top 20 innovation tools for EMS for this year. Jamie, do you ever think you'd see the day where a fitness app would make that list at an EMS show?
I'll tell you, my honest answer to that is yes, because I cover health technology, and fitness apps are huge outside the EMS space.
Outside of EMS.
So it actually doesn't surprise me that much, because we live in a world where we're part of the outside world too, and I imagine that when they realized there was an EMS-specific fitness app, that they probably thought that would be pretty cool. And it is.
It is cool.
That's awesome.
And you know, it's like this morning I woke up, I had two people signed up overnight. So I 15 minutes, populated all their workouts in. There's an Ask the Trainer feature. So one of the girls that had just signed up hits the button, types in an email, goes right to my phone or my team. I've got a couple other guys that can help me with it. This particular EMT had an old knee problem. She was concerned about a couple of the exercises. So I just popped in the knee rehab protocol that we designed. So it's cool.
That's really awesome that it's personalized in that way.
Yeah.
So where can people find out more about this if they want to look for it?
So if you're interested in the app, it's fitresponderfitness.com. You can get it on both the websites. If you can go to fitresponder.com, there's a link there. And you can go to fitresponderfitness.com. It goes over the monthly plan, the yearly plan. There's a frequently asked questions section. And if you need more information, you can submit a form. And there's also a newsletter form you can sign up on the site that'll give you some free tidbits and a couple free workouts.
Excellent.
So you can try it out.
So they can try it out and try it before they buy it.
Yeah, there's always a workout of the month on the page. It's
live. Fantastic. So great. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can follow Fit Responder on Twitter, Facebook, and other places. And I do, and I'm always amazed at all the stuff Brian's doing. So Brian, thanks for coming by and chatting with us.
Thank you, Jamie.
And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment from the EMS World Expo 2015 Physio Control Podcast Studio. I'm Jamie Davis from the MedicCast. Remember, you can check out all of our segments available for you over at promednetwork.com.
Now let's take a look at the new ambulance cleaning system from Emergency Products and Research. The AmbuStat is a novel ambulance misting system that coats and covers all surfaces with a germ-killing mist that sterilizes your units as it air dries. Now, 30 to 45 minutes later, your unit is ready to get back on the street without any superbugs on board at all. Check it out.
Hi, Jamie Davis here for the MedicCast here at EMS World Expo 2015 here in the Physio Control Podcast Studio, and joined with my good friend Jason Thompson here from Emergency Products and Research. And as he likes to say, you spell that with a capital A for awesome. But it's actually true. You guys, we showed some of the amazing simple tools you came up with last year, that tourniquet, that simple toolkit for a tourniquet
right.
that has taken off because of its simplicity,
sure.
which is capital A awesome.
Right.
So what have you got capital A awesome for us this year?
Well, the Jimmy tourniquet has actually taken on a life of its own. I won't take this whole segment to talk about it, but we will have a lot of breaking news here in the next couple weeks, so we'll be sharing that with you in some fashion. But today I really want to focus on the AmbuStat.
Okay.
AmbuStat is something we talked about last year.
Yes, we did.
And it was kind of in its infancy. And the task was trying to find out how we should take care of disinfection or decontamination in a pre-hospital care environment. And we found that for the
most part, we're supposed to clean our ambulances? Well, no, but generally
you know how
speaking,
true that yeah, is. Oh, I know. If you go, there's some pretty cool photos on our Facebook page right now. Some cultures we did at a local hospital, uh-huh. at a nursing station, and if you go and you kind of look at it, it's telling. But there's the whole understanding of like what is clean, what is disinfected. We really made it easy. We just said, let's forget about the disinfection part, right? And just really focus on the clean. Just spend the time doing the labor, you know, getting some elbow grease out of the way, and just spend time cleaning. And then we'll let the system actually take care of itself. Okay. The biggest next challenge was actually cost. Most of the systems that were available at that time were just cost prohibitive for most agencies. As we know, most of our agencies across the country struggle financially.
Yes.
To place a burden of, you know, you need to be disinfected, you need to be really looking at hygiene in your ambulances, of your equipment. I mean, putting that burden on them, it seems so natural to us and seems so reasonable, but the reality of it is that that burden is huge to carry. So we took a challenge. We were introduced to the system. The system's now around $1,500 is where we're at.
Wow.
For our starter set. We went through some huge loops.
Because this used to be plastic last year. When,
yep.
when you showed us the prototype, it was yep. a poly plastic.
Yep. So we went through a full redesign. So what we did is we basically gave everybody a really tough, durable product. We went with a full stainless steel set, HDPE, where it needs to be. Otherwise, it's stainless steel. Basically helps to resist the corrosion. So it's really tough. We made it almost nearly maintenance-free.
So it's paramedic proof.
It is paramedic proof, firefighter proof, all of the above. But so the fogger is, we made it as simple as possible.
Okay.
Then the next part was, you know, included in that starter set, you get a case of sterilant. And we went ahead and we chose the actual cold sterilant. And it allows us to, with the fogger, allows us to do a cold dry fog. We're able to achieve, as long as your cleaning is appropriate, which is most important, you have to remove that organic or inorganic biomatter. You have to do it.
So if you've got blood on your surface, you've got to turn it off.
Boogers,
you got to get it off the surface.
Yeah, it's got to come off. And you have to take the time. Once you do that and you do this, if at about with an average temperature, you want to have your temperature low, you want your humidity low, so you can turn your air conditioning on in the unit, reduce the temperature and humidity. For about 400 cubic feet, we're averaging between 3.5 and 5 minutes of treatment time.
So 400 cubic feet, that's about the size of an average ambulance.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep. And so we're able to get that enough chemical in the space, and we just make it real easy. All you have to do is just use these chemical indicators. And the chemical indicators, basically just by actually getting to this color here on the side, as dark as you possibly can, tells you have enough chemical on the surface. So the next part is actually the time. And you just need to make sure that you've considered temperature and your humidity, right? The higher the temperature, the faster evaporation. So you have to kind of adjust the time of deployment. Exactly.
Right.
The higher the humidity, the less the distribution of the chemical. And as for chemical, one of the most exciting part of this thing is that we are residue free. It breaks down to just natural elements. So we have no environmental impact. As far as safety efficacy, we've designed it so with simple timers and RF radio frequency remotes, so you don't have to enter the space. You do have to use gloves, rubber gloves, and goggles just when you're actually handling the solution, just as a splash
right.
protocol. But
that's
you should be doing it for bio.
You should be doing that for anything.
You should
be doing that when you clean up.
When you're cleaning
anyway.
Right. So it's nothing more than what, and I appreciate you saying that too, remind me. But it's nothing more than what we should be doing when we're doing decontamination anyway. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So a low price point.
Extremely low.
Firefighter and paramedic proof.
Yep.
Design.
Yep.
You basically just turn it on. You've got the test strip that you lay on the surface in the ambulance, and then you leave. And when you come back, if the test strip is the dark color,
yep.
that means you've adequately vaporized the environment.
Yeah, exactly. We have enough chemical distribution.
Chemical
to achieve
distribution from the vapor covering, filling the entire compartment.
Exactly, and that's really what makes it so easy. As far as the engineering goes, there's no adjustments required. We put the flow restrictors on there, so it's. I mean, there is. You took the guesswork out. You really just need to focus on doing some orientation of your rig, understanding the flow and how things move around in the rig. But again, just focus on doing cleaning. Help reduce the chemical load in your ambulance as much as possible and allow this to do the rest.
So 5 to 10 minutes in proper weather environment, turning your air conditioner on, getting the humidity down, cooling the temperature, and then letting this do the work.
Yep.
10 minutes, 15 minutes later, you're back in the ambulance.
Yeah, so that's important too. I'm really glad you brought that up. So we have your application time, which is the fogging, and then we have what's called dwell or contact time. That's extremely important because you have to have, remember the three parts. We have the right chemical.
You have to break through the cell walls of the bacteria. You have to break down the viruses themselves, and that happens through contact with the solution.
Right, to inactivate the organism, right? So you have a 15 minute to 20 minute dwell time or contact time on average, and then you want to just allow it to air out. But we're looking at between 35 and 45 minutes from the time we start cleaning to the time we're back in service on average right now.
So this could be something that maybe is done once a day on an ambulance, and it's going to be a whole lot cleaner than it is right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Way cleaner.
Yeah.
Exponentially numbers cleaner.
Yeah.
Because we all, I mean, you've been a paramedic, I've been a paramedic for a long time, and we know how well or not well ambulances are getting clean right now.
Right, yeah, and what's really nice about this is from a community paramedicine perspective, we've gone to a whole nother level as well.
That's true.
I mean, we're now seeing agencies that are taking this out to the local jail. They're taking care of the correctional facilities. They're fogging their inside of their police vehicles.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's going into an infectious home, you know, where you have that resident that's always calling every week, you know, and once you isolate the cause and you go in and help her get stabilized, nursing care that she needs, help her get the house clean, you can actually help reduce this down to a good, nice baseline, and then you can maintain it at that point. So obviously the goal is that you're gonna have a healthier community. You're going to reduce your healthcare burden on the world, and just generally reduce the environmental impact that chemicals would have otherwise.
Excellent.
So we're really excited, Jamie. I mean, it's been an incredible year.
Another capital A awesome product coming out from you guys. That's just fantastic.
Right.
So where can folks find out more about this? They've watched this video and they're like, wow, you know, maybe we need to find out how to get that in our system. Where do they go?
I would just point them right to our Facebook page right now. It's the fastest route, and I'm updating it almost hourly in most cases. It is facebook.com/spacedecon. So SpaceDecon.
SpaceDecon after Facebook.
Yep.
Okay. facebook.com/spacedecon.
Yep.
We'll have that written date right down here magically. And Jason, as always, it's a pleasure to chat with you at these conferences and to really see what you all have brought back to the table. I know this was just a concept idea last year, but it's turned into an amazing product.
It's ready to go. We are shipping, and there's nothing stopping us now.
That's fantastic. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Thanks very much. And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here from EMS World Expo 2015 in Las Vegas. I'm Jamie Davis, the pod medic from the MedicCast. A special thank you to Physio-Control for their continued support of our podcast studio.
That's going to wrap up this week's episode of the MedicCast. I want to thank all of you for checking out the show this week, and of course, remind you to follow up on all of the information you get in this week's show over at the MedicCast blog. That's at mediccast.com/blog. Over there, you'll find a show notes link at the top of the page. Go ahead and take a moment and follow up on all of the information and links to news items and more you find there each week. You can also sign up for our email newsletter that'll bring you those links directly into your email inbox each week if you want. There's a form on the right-hand side of the page. Just go ahead and fill that out and you can get the MedicCast newsletter for yourself. I also welcome your comments and suggestions by email. So if you want to get back in touch with me, shoot me an email to podmedic@mac.com. Send in your ideas for news links, ideas for future show topics or interviews, whatever comments you might have. I really do look forward to hearing from you, and I'll make sure I get back to you. I work hard to respond back to every email that comes in, so please keep those emails coming. If you want to catch up with me on social media and some of the pages and sites out there, you can find me at most places under the handle Podmedic. So you can catch me over at Twitter at twitter.com/podmedic or Facebook at facebook.com/podmedic. Friend or follow me over there. Also, don't forget to check out our MedicCast Facebook page. We now have over 5,000 followers, so head over to facebook.com/medicCast. Click the like button on the top of the page and join the community over there. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of the MedicCast. Please make sure you spread the word and share the MedicCast with your colleagues and students and friends in the EMS world. I'll be back here each week with new episodes, new interviews, news items, tips, and more every Monday morning to start off your EMS week. Tell somebody else about the MedicCast today. I'm Jamie Davis, the PodMedic. It's time to close out the show. Don't forget to thank our sponsors, and remember, folks, Scene Safety, BSI.